Welcome back. This is the week you miss. Another crazy week. They have not been disappointing lately. We've been getting crazier and crazier. Winter is here. It is December 1st. It's not really winter, but it's December 1st, 2022. Winter is 20 days away. It's definitely cold up in Philadelphia. At least, though, we don't have lockdowns like in China. So that's what I'm talking about today. I guess, have you seen the videos? They look crazy. It looks like, fortunately, honestly, it looks like the people in China are finally saying, fuck this. We're not cool with it. We're trying to have more freedom. And to me, that seems like that could, I would hope, roll over into more freedoms beyond COVID lockdowns. And like, hey, maybe people in China shouldn't have a restricted internet, or they should be able to whatever else other restrictions they have, maybe those should be lifted as well, not just the COVID restrictions. So it sucks what's going on there. It's a lot of mayhem, but in my opinion, maybe this could be a little bit of a good thing in the long run, and be what starts a new time in China. So I guess I have a couple questions for you. One, do you think these lockdowns are going to continue? Because I think they actually just today said they're going to start loosening them, probably because they realize they're not working too well, or people are upset. But do you think that they're going to stay loose? Do you think they'll bring them back? What do you think that's going to look like? And then my other question is, do you think America will ever get lockdowns again?
Do I think America will ever get lockdowns again?
Yeah.
I don't think like lockdowns like we saw during the peak of the pandemic. I think the things we are likely to see here that are going to be sort of bullshit are schools going virtual and return of mask mandates. I know, for instance, that in DC, when kids came back from Thanksgiving break, they had to all submit COVID tests in order to come back. I also do think that, and again, I mean, like, I feel so dumb saying this, but it really has become like, at this point, if someone tells me who they vote for, I can almost exactly predict how they feel about COVID, which is so dumb, because it's like, look, all you're going to see all this nonsense. Like up in Philadelphia, like, you guys might have some school shutdowns if COVID numbers stop popping. You might have some virtual schooling. Down here in North Carolina, not going to happen. It's not. Right.
Like, yeah, it'll be more territorial by like state or city. Yeah. But do you think states and cities will have lockdowns?
No, I don't. Look, I don't think there will be business closures. I think the most we'll see will be school closures, and not closures, but shifting to virtual school, which is basically not having school, because everyone knows virtual school is largely a failure. And I do think mask mandates. I don't think that people will allow businesses to be closed again.
What about banning like 100-person events like they did, or 200-person events?
Absolutely. I think at this point, if they tried to do that again, like, there will be people filing lawsuits so fast it'll make their fucking head spin. And because, like, and this is not to go off on too much of a tangent, but, you know, the Fifth Amendment, everyone thinks about it as the thing you say in Congress when you don't want to testify. But part of the Fifth Amendment is it basically also includes the illegal takings clause, which basically says that the government cannot deprive you of property, money, life, liberty, whatever, without due process. And so this is something that I'm shocked that we haven't already seen lawsuits on this, but to me, if I was a business owner and you shut down my business without compensating me for it, and then I go bankrupt, I should be suing you because you didn't give me due process. There was nothing. You, by the writ of an executive or even a bureaucrat within a government, was just like, you can't conduct business anymore. And no, we're not going to give you any money. And yes, you still have to pay rent. Yes, you still have to pay utilities. That's horseshit. And I think a lot of these governments, one, I think you will start seeing lawsuits popping up as all this stuff starts to calm down. And if they do it again, I think it's just going to bring a ton of legal action at them. But to backtrack to your original point about the Chinese protests, I wish I could be as optimistic as you, but here's how I think this is going to play out. I think the Chinese government, you are right, they're already rolling back some other COVID restrictions. And I think they're strictly doing it to placate the population and try to reduce the intensity and size of the protests.
But and then they're going to kill everyone?
Yep. They're gonna, they're not going to kill them, but what's going to happen is, because the thing is, at this point, they know the world is watching.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and it's something funny, like, cultures outside of the US and outside of like Western Europe, they have a much like longer sense of time than us and scale than us.
Yeah.
So like the Chinese will be like, oh yeah, like, we know who 95% of these people were, from cell phone pings, from surveillance cameras, from everything. We know exactly who they are. We know which ones were the worst offenders. We know which ones were the organizers. And we're going to do nothing for, I don't know, 3, 6, 9 months. And then people will just start disappearing. Mm-hmm. They'll just start disappearing. It won't be all at once. They'll just start picking them off. Yeah. It'll just be like, where'd that person go? Be like, what do you mean that person?
Yeah.
That they're not a person.
Or they'll replace them with someone. They're like, what do you mean? He's right there.
Just swap him in.
he never went anywhere. And that guy will be like, yeah, COVID is real. We need all the restrictions. And they'll be like, all right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I wish, because the thing is, it's people have been comparing this to the Tiananmen Square protests, and the comparison is not valid. People that are making that and like seriously don't understand the size and the scope of the Tiananmen Square protests. And the difference is,
well, because that's all censored, we can't look it up.
No, but I mean, we know for a fact the Tiananmen Square protests went on for, I believe, 2 months. Everyone thinks about it as just being what happened in the actual square, but like it was something that went on for months and months.
Well, I'm sorry, continue, but then I kind of want to pivot after you say this. Went for months and months.
It went for a couple of months, and then obviously they eventually cracked down, and the estimates are they killed about 10,000 people actually in the square using absolutely brutal techniques. Mm-hmm. And I think the other difference is that China didn't have the surveillance capabilities that they do now. You know, the Tiananmen Square protests would have been crushed much more quickly if they happened now, with everyone walking around with a tracking device that the government basically can control. Right. So, you know, it's I'm not optimistic. I think this is great to see. I love it when people push back against tyrannical governments. I like it in Iran too. But
boom, that's what I wanted to mention actually. Yeah. Now is like, so Iran is how you're supposed to pronounce it, according to the journalists who are interviewing the American soccer players. But in Iran, there's been protests for like a few months now, and it seems like those might get continually worse for a little bit, or definitely not better. There's definitely some drama with the soccer team not singing the national anthem at the World Cup. And then they got death threats to their family from the Iran army. And now they lost and they have to go home. That's probably not
fun. Yeah, they're not going to have a fun time.
Yeah, that's not going to be a parade. So I guess my question would be like, what do you think about those protests? Do you think those might turn into the Iran Tiananmen Square and a new age of Iran? Or do you think that government will be pretty easily able to tame their people over time also, and
I think it's going to be absolutely nothing. I don't think it's going to lead to anything. And I think honestly, the more that I've been thinking about this, I think the fact is that the technology that makes our lives day to day so much easier makes it so much easier for a government to oppress people. Makes it easier for them to track you. It makes it easier for them to completely shut down your life and make you basically an unperson living in a modern society.
I'm enjoying your optimism this morning.
Look, man, sorry. Look, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. Too. Damn, I'm trying to be a little positive about this.
Well, look, because here's the thing. Like, no one's going to invade Iran or Iran or how are you supposed to say it? It's not going to happen. I really don't think so. But like, look, I think Iran is, they're going to start executing these people. There've already been rumors that they might be doing mass execution of protesters in prison. And what are you going to do to them? They're already sanctioned. They already have people that don't care about the sanctions that are buying oil from them and supporting them. Like, to some point, you know, there's just like, besides literally just airdropping in like 500,000 like AK-47s with like 20 million rounds of ammunition, like, I don't know how we help these people free themselves.
I mean, aren't we doing that in Ukraine? Why can't we do it two places?
It's an interesting question. Because
that's actually, it brings me to another question is, like whenever something happens in America, like the, Russian election meddling, blah, 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 whatever, or this or that, people go like, oh, it was Russian meddling. Or some people might say like, oh, it's China meddling with our social media, trying to like make us think certain things, whatnot. So it's interesting that a lot of people don't think the opposite when other countries are going through political turmoil. Hey, who do you think might be poking and instigating a little bit and planting some social media misinformation or information just to like control a narrative, though, the United States, in my opinion, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know which way, and I don't know what their aim is or their angle would be, but I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. is in Iran trying to kind of push things one way or another. I also wouldn't be surprised if they're in China, too. And like by in there, I don't know what that looks like. Maybe it's like they have a spy who's doing things, or they just know this person is susceptible to manipulation, whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're in these places kind of trying to promote some of these protests, or maybe if their best interest is to quell the protests, maybe they're trying to quell it too. I don't know. But do you think that that is definitely the case?
Oh, yeah. No, the biggest thing that to me after the whole like Russian meddling thing, which is pretty much nonsense and is very overblown in many ways, because the thing is, it's like all major governments do this in all countries that they have a political interest in. They all meddle. Mm-hmm. Like we have, I mean, we flat out, like, it's not that we meddled, like we didn't buy Facebook ads in a country. We literally deposed like democratically elected people and helped install dictators. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact that has happened.
We've like, done that like dozens of
a lot.
Yeah, it's known. So, and then we've probably done it a few times unknown, like even
of
more
course.
Malicious. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And so and the thing with the Iran versus China question, like, yes, we definitely have intelligence assets in Iran that are probably helping foment this or helping to do things. And I think that's good or bad. I'm not really sure. Like I'm more and more, I'm coming to the belief that we should just be like, you know what? F you, we're not going to be involved. We're not going to care about your shitty country. Like, go do whatever you want. Like it's on you, because I think it's wasting blood and treasure on, in some ways, things that are lost causes. And I know that sounds sort of brutal, but at this time, like, I'm just not, I don't know. I don't see it. But the thing with China, I think the issue with China is, like, we've known that Iran was the enemy, I'm using air quotes here, since the revolution and the hostage situation, all that. And that happened in what, I think, like the late 70s into like 80, I believe. So they've been on our radar as someone that is sort of a foe for a solid 40 years at this point. With China, I feel like their dominance sort of snuck up on everyone because, and I just feel like, my assumption would be is it's harder to get people in high places within the Chinese government because it is such a closed society in many ways. And the party has such a tight grip over the country, the Communist Party. So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, look, we have spies and digital spying and everything on every country in the world, and certainly probably more concentrated in China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, you know, the places where that are sort of our enemies, again, using giant air quotes. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, it's important to just, I don't know. I just don't necessarily see the point of this, but I hope these people can rise up. I hope they continue to, and like, maybe what happens in China is there's another Tiananmen Square, but this time, because of cell phones, some video leaks out of them literally like machine gunning down crowds of thousands of people. Because, you know, I think at this point, like, them beating people up or throwing people in jail, like, no one is surprised by that anymore. That's just considered the standard operating procedure. Like, we need to see something truly atrocious. Like, we would need to see video of Iran hanging like 5,000 people all at once in a public stadium to like even move the needle at this point.
Like, and even at that point, I'm not sure like how much we would do anymore, because each time we do something, I think our people are getting more and more upset, because our country is going down the gutter, and like, we need to focus some resources on us, you'd think. But let's wrap that up. I wanna hear what you have to say. I only have about 10 more minutes, unfortunately. So let's hear what you got for us this week.
You know, to follow up on when we were talking about FTX, bro. So I am so confused, and I am really, have you seen he's been doing like interviews? Like, I literally just watched an interview with him on Good Morning America. And
wait, the Sorkin one last night?
No, not that one. There was another one this morning with George Stephanopoulos.
No way.
Yes. And like, what? I don't, like, why is this motherfucker not in handcuffs? Why is, like, I, like, if this kid just skates with no legal consequences, he's definitely connected. Call me a conspiracy theorist. He is being protected by someone. If this kid ends up with a slap on the wrist or getting no charges at all, something is corrupt here. I don't know what. I'm not going to make any guesses, but like something is going on.
I mean, duh. Like, yeah. I'm in the same boat. I'm hoping he eventually gets in trouble. It makes no sense that he hasn't. And I hate to say it, not trying to like implicate myself too much, but I break rules sometimes because of what I see on TV of you get rewarded the bigger the rule you break. It's like, yeah. it's completely pointless to rob the deli across the street from me. I'll get maybe $100 and I'd probably end up like going to jail for 6 months a year because it's like physical, I'm there, whatever. But if I do wire fraud or bank fraud and I try and steal $500 million or $1 billion, it's a slap on the wrist. It's like a fine. Sometimes it's not even jail time, or if it is jail time, it's like a few months or at like a luxury camp. It makes no sense. And it just it sets a horrible precedent and a horrible example. I was very happy that Elizabeth Holmes got put away for 11 years. Yeah. And probably should have gotten more, but that was good because she fraud. And like, that was interesting to me too, is she got in trouble for frauding investors, not for like playing with people's medical lives. Yes. Yeah, like, and that's like so twisted that these people are only getting in trouble for little money things, but not for like the actual bad that they're doing of lying and manipulating and stealing and frauding and all of that. So it's bizarre to me. I think there's still a chance he does get in trouble. They're just like building the case or taking their time with it. But I don't know why they're taking their time if they are. It's like he should be gone already and hold him in a cell until court, because he definitely is a flea case or whatever.
Yeah.
And just hold him. It makes no sense. But again, to your initial point, it's so dumb that he's doing interviews. Like,
oh yeah.
And his lawyer, I believe, told him, don't do it.
Freaking out. Yes. His lawyer is not happy.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah. I don't understand what he thinks. Like, does he think he's going to clear his conscience?
I don't know. It's insane. And, you know, it's interesting because you bring up the fact, and your example is right, about robbing the deli versus robbing hundreds of millions of dollars. I believe it was a Stalin quote. He said, you know, 5 deaths is a tragedy, 1 million deaths is a statistic. And it's exactly. Like, it's sort of the same thing. It's like the scale of the crime oftentimes makes it impossible to sort of wrap your head around like how bad it actually is. Because I don't know. And also I think part of it is, I do think part of the reason that maybe this isn't getting the same response as like Madoff is because crypto has seemed this weird thing, and there's obviously, and you know this, there's a lot of like, oh, these dumb crypto bros, and it's just a bunch of like white, you know, bros who go out and get a monkey NTF or whatever. Like, I just don't think, like, people don't view this in the same way as the Bernie Madoff, where it was like my entire life savings was invested in this, you know, the stock market, which is something that everyone understands and knows about, and many people are invested through their 401ks, versus this where it's like, well, these people were gambling essentially anyways, so fuck them. Like, you know, you don't arrest a casino manager if someone goes in and loses $1 million and they end up bankrupt. Like, that's, they knew what they were getting into. And so I think that's also a contributing factor to this as well, is that people view this as like, look, you guys played with fire and you got burned. What do you want us to do about it?
Yeah. I also think, how am I going to wrap this in? There's like 7 mass shootings this week and you kind of don't hear about them all because we're just so used to it, because they happen all the time. I kind of feel a little similar about this, is like, oh, someone stole $10 million. Like, that happens every day for the last 20 years. We're used to the fraud. And maybe that's a little bit of it, is like, it's not that surprising that someone stole more money. It is the biggest example of stealing, and the political connections and all of that definitely make it a little bit wilder. But we're used to people stealing money. It happens literally all the time.
It's actually interesting. I think the shooting issue is almost inverse to what we just were talking about with the way people react to like financial crimes, because if there was 5 individual people killed and shot in North Philadelphia hours apart, unrelated, five separate shooters, five separate victims. But then there were three people shot by one person in a Target all at the same time. What story is going to get covered? What story is going to make national news?
The three in a Target. No, that literally happened, I think, at least twice in Philly. Like, the shooting on South Street, that was like two people fighting each other and then shooting at each other. And it ended up the crossfire, like, hit people in the crowd, whatever. That made national news that same night or that same day. There's like six murders in Philly. And no one knew. And it's like, oh, because there's one shooting in public with people running, of course that's gonna make the news. But like, no, Philly has that many murders like every day.
Yeah.
They're just not all one person, and we're like immune to it. It makes no sense to me.
But, yeah, no, it absolutely makes no sense, and it's crazy. But yeah, so sort of a depressing episode today.
So I'll leave us on a little. I'm gonna try and be good note, although yesterday was a little good, a little bad. So yesterday, got a property in New Jersey. I closed. Hey,
congrats. So
got 6 acres. Anyone who wants to come camp whenever, come camp. It'll be awesome. But it was like an hour and a half of an issue at close because they left all of their trash in the from the home just on the lawn. So like, it's like, dude.
That's fun.
I was like, yo, it would have been better if you just left it in the house. Like, what do you guys want me to do? So I asked for money. They said they're not budging. I was like, then like, we're not having the settlement then. Like, you have to give me something. It ended up like an hour and a half of just nonsense. We finally negotiated, came to this deal. So I'm like, cool, I got the house. I'm excited. I'm planning to go back that night to like drop some stuff off and all that. I'm driving home, about to cross the Ben Franklin Bridge, and I skid on the rain and totaled my car. So,
oh my God, you got in a crash on a bridge? That's like terrifying.
No, right before the bridge. Thank God. Oh, yeah, if it was on the bridge, oh my God. No. Oh. I mean, I was terrified as it is. Somehow, I literally didn't feel a bump, like not a thing. I came out completely unscratched and scathed. The other car had a woman like screaming until the ambulance came, which was definitely not fun. I think she broke a bone. Like, it's painful. It doesn't look like she has like an injury that's going to affect her for a long time or anything, but sure. Definitely sucked. But that's what we'll close out on. I hope next week is better because I'm getting a little tired. This is exhausting, but we're making it. Keep pushing. We got this. Later.